Alright, here we are then.
Ho-ho.
Oh, Scorpio Rising, Death in Vegas, on XFM 104.9, about 1:05, Saturday. Here we are again then, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I can't believe our luck. Oh, alright Carl.
Alright.
Yeah, so what are we doing today then? Producer.
Right, well, sorry, I always laugh instinctively when I hear Carl's name and that word.
Yeah.
Right, well, why is that? Because it is, I had to come up with some new features again for this new year.
Okay, I'm excited.
What have you come up with?
We are the backbone of this show, Carl.
Yeah, we've come up with some pretty, what's yours first?
Right.
Go on.
Right, well, Rockbusters.
That's old, that's not a new feature.
Yeah, but we'll keep it.
Right.
Just keeping an old feature.
Okay. Now, it's an old favourite. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going, phew, I was worried that he'd lose Rockbusters.
Rick, I've just come up with a new idea. Why don't we just play some records that we like? There's a new idea for 2003.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we can't, Steve? Because the library's out of order.
Oh, yeah, the record label, we can't get in there. We're not allowed to get in there.
We had to scrounge something from Capital Gold.
So, anyway. Right.
Go on.
So, we got Rockbusters.
What are they doing with the library? Are they getting some records in that we want to play? Is that their new idea? I know, let's get some records in.
Yeah, they're thinning out the Gina G.
Yeah. Four non-blondes, goodbye! Give that to Foxy! Go on,
so
sorry, Carl.
We'll do, we started Do We Need 'Em in 2002.
Do We Need 'Em?
Do We Need 'Em, yeah.
We'll continue that.
Got a new one, haven't you?
Explain that later.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the new stuff comes in.
Ooh.
Right, as always, I like to sort of get words and tweak them and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking of either doing something with, there's a lot of weird rituals, isn't there?
A lot, right? Of weird rituals?
Yeah. There's weird stuff going on around the world.
Okay. There is, yeah.
And I was going to tweak that to Rick-tuals.
Okay. Right.
Again, starting with the title, the pun first, then working out what it is.
And well, then I found some weird stuff.
Oh, right. So, it's specifically...
Just stuff
what?
That goes on, like,
rituals.
There was,
most of the weird stuff I've heard about happened to you in Manchester.
Yeah.
In your early years.
Well, in India, apparently it's good to have, a flat head. So the,
again, just flirting, just bordering on the racist, yeah. But never really gets there, always...
Well, because no, there's no intent.
There's no hate, it's just clumsy, it's just stupidity. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go on, what do you mean?
It's good to have a flat head.
What do you mean it's good to have a flat head in India?
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Brilliant.
That's rituals. So
you've hooked a few people, in. Go on.
Alright, so I'll have that later.
So it's essentially like educating Ricky, only it's specifically about rituals. Is that, strictly speaking, what it is? Okay.
I suppose so, but then again, you could say radio is all the same because it's people talking.
Okay, Carl, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant comeback.
Yeah, so brilliant comeback. Not all talking nonsense, though.
Well.
So that's where we're different. Go on.
Also, right, I like teaching you stuff.
Yeah. And you've done well.
So what I'm thinking is, rather than just touching on a topic, sort of giving you a few bits of information on one
topic. This is what I'd like to do, because the last thing you taught me, I remember, was there was a blind girl, she hit her head and she could see, and that's all I got.
Yeah.
So if you could go into that a little bit more, that would have been educating me.
Well, today, we're featuring stuff on World War 1 and 2, right?
Oh.
So that little title for all this little thing is, War, do you think of that then?
What do you think of that then?
Play record.
So Rick, can I just thought of a joke?
Go on.
What's the similarity between Lord of the Rings and this show? They're both rubbish.
Watch that man, David Bowie, off Aladdin Sane, my favourite David Bowie album. What's yours, Carl?
Yeah, that one's good.
Brilliant. So, right, we've got, Rockbusters coming up. Do you want to say what we've got to give away there,
not
Steve?
Not really, Rick.
Is it really bad?
Well...
What's the film? What's the featured film?
The featured film's not bad, I have to say, actually. You've excelled yourself there. Again, it's just one of those things where I think, what kind of XFM listener would want this particular goodie bag? I know before Christmas, Carl, you explained that the reason
Look,
we were
Carl's
giving
face,
away...
Look, Carl's face, he's disgusted, because he just said, I do a lot of work to get these prizes, and I went, no, you didn't. I saw you. He went over to a drawer and went, I'll give that one, and that one. That's what work you put in. You nicked some... There's about 12 Jerry Halliwell videos, one of which we're giving away.
It's oh, really? Like, you've given it away?
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you'd like Jerry Halliwell's Body Yoga DVD, lady, then, you know, that's one of the treats you can win. But it does, like, if you notice, if you remember before Christmas, he said that he was giving away a kind of bumper pack of gifts that you might want to wrap up and give to various people.
One for Uncle, one for Auntie.
But obviously Christmas has passed, so I don't know really what your excuse is this time.
You eat a lot over Christmas, don't you? Get a bit fat.
Fair point.
Yeah.
So, Jerry Body Yoga is one of them. The recent, on DVD, the recent series of Weeders Ain't Pet. Could you give me that reaction again?
No, just give me that reaction again.
Yeah, brilliant. And actually, I have to say, this isn't bad at all. This is the very best of the Stone Roses CD.
Well, you can't knock that.
In fact, I'll tell you what, we should play Elephant Stone at some point.
Yeah, we'll have that. Go on.
Madness. I think this is actually tunes from them and not from the musical, although it is tied into the musical.
He went to see that musical.
Really?
Yeah, on New Year's, it's like on New Year's Day, there's nothing to do.
Sure.
So you're going to see some people doing Madness songs?
No, I took Suzanne out for a walk, right?
Yeah.
Went round, Covent Garden.
Right.
Past the place where it was on.
The stage door was open, you snuck in.
Well, I said Madness are alright. And, because when you think about it, Madness songs are quite sort of musical anyway, aren't they? So you can't...
They're quite musical.
Do you know what I mean?
They sort of like a musical. Knees Up by the Brown.
I thought it was alright, enjoyed it.
Blur the Musical would be good, wouldn't it?
Blur the Musical would be excellent.
Yeah, little Cockney Sparrow.
So what, you bought tickets there and then and just went in? No. They're not selling, are they?
it was fairly quiet, because we only paid the lower price and we got upgraded for free.
Nice.
So
you enjoyed it, did you?
I'd loved it.
And would anyone like to come on stage with us?
Yeah.
The little bald fella. Yeah, go on, I'll give it a go.
And what home are you from?
What are you doing tomorrow? Well, I'm going, you're coming here tomorrow. Come here tomorrow.
Is it not doing well? That's a disappointment.
I don't know. I mean, it was New Year's Day, so maybe that's why it was quiet.
Okay, well, if anyone hasn't seen this or didn't receive it for Christmas...
As Bono said, all is quiet on New Year's Day, Carl.
Yeah. Also, we've got the giveaway Minority Report by
Steven
Spielberg with Tom Cruise, which is on VHS.
A good rip-roaring sort of film.
It's not bad. That's probably the best thing we're giving away, but as I say, we can always leave some out if you don't
want... I'm arresting you for the future murder of Sarah Marks.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's the sort of excitement and drama you'll be getting, isn't it?
It's not brand
new. Little taster there.
I got that off Paul Anderson. He said there's something to watch over Christmas.
So you've actually watched this already?
Yeah.
All right.
Have I rewound it?
That's probably added to it, though, isn't it? It's touched by the great man himself, Carl Pilkington.
And it's all right, I'd say. It's worth a watch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a quick film review?
Just give it a wipe down, there may be some tripe on it.
Bit unrealistic.
Sure.
Bit unrealistic!
Yeah.
Genius.
A man who finds people who can see into the future.
Whereas, our house, that really happened.
Yeah.
God.
Anyway, prizes giving away. What's the competition? It's Rockbusters.
We're doing Rockbusters.
We're still doing Rockbusters. Oh, well, look forward to that.
Do that in like 15 minutes.
I need a bit of Coldplay first. I do, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Come up to meet you. Tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how love.
Coldplay, The Scientist. I think they wrote that about Carl.
Yes.
On XFM 104.9. Right, I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Can I just ask Carl how he got on over Christmas? Because the last time I spoke to him, you hadn't bought a present for your girlfriend. Yeah. I have to say, I was on tenterhooks all Christmas.
Well, you changed it. After that show, I felt bad, even though I shouldn't have done, because...
you hadn't bought your girlfriend a Christmas present?
Yeah, but I said to you, I booked a table at a hotel in Covent Garden, had Christmas dinner there, which was nice, right? Mm. It's good food and everything.
Didn't feel like enough to me.
Well, then I went out and treated some stuff, and then...
No. A couple of days before Christmas, he went, I took Suzanne to that hotel we're going to go to for Christmas dinner. We had tea and cakes. And I went, oh, you treated her? He went, no, she paid for it, but I was just showing her what it was going to be like. That was her extra treat. She paid for it. I love that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it was like 150 quid. For a meal for two, which is pretty dear. So I'm not going to buy her cakes as well.
I love that! Alright, love, have anything you want. You pay for your own pudding, I'm not mental.
Yeah.
So you
treated her to some other stuff?
Yeah, some bits and bobs.
What,
and
so she chose them and you paid for them?
What, the presents?
Yeah.
No, you chose them and she paid for them, but, you know, it's not the case.
I got them on the way home that Saturday.
Well done.
And what did you buy?
Well, just some bits.
Might be personal, Steve.
Well, I don't care.
Just some bits.
Yeah, but leave out the personal bits. What bits?
Just little things. And then yesterday, right?
A monkey wrench and a new washer for the shower.
Yeah. Some recordable CDs that you need for your job.
Oh,
dear. So, when you gave those presents to her, did her face light up?
Right. I don't want to tell you what they were, right, but she wasn't that impressed.
You're going to tell us what they were now,
tell us what they are.
You even know what they are, she told you, on Christmas Day.
Hold on, wait a minute.
But right. It doesn't matter what they are.
It does matter what they are.
It doesn't matter.
Carl, it's you, mate. Of course it doesn't matter.
Oh, God!
We just remembered.
Yeah!
Right, but don't... There's no need.
I've got to tell him, Carl. I really want your permission, because I don't want to be a... You know, I know it's not... But we know it's not that embarrassing. It's really quite sweet.
Yeah, but in a way, right, the way I look at it is, right, Christmas, even when I was a little kid, right, it's not...
Please let me tell him, Carl.
Well, let me just tell you first, though. Let me tell you why I didn't go all out on the old present front.
All right. Justify yourself.
Right.
Oh,
first
God.
Of all, I've covered it up since then anyway. Right, with that present, because I bought her some shoes yesterday, and she did say, I'll give you the money for them, but when I get home, I said, it's all right. I said, you can have them. Right? So not only did I buy her some food on Christmas Day, I got shoes. She's probably had a
tongue. And they treat you like a horse.
Yeah.
There you go, there's your shoes, there's your food. Right, bed down, see you later.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's done...
bed and clothes.
Yeah, did you comb her hair?
She's done well this year, right?
So...
She's done well this year.
It's like you're a single parent living on a council estate with a snack problem. And you still managed to buy some Lego.
When I was a kid, right, wasn't about what you got. I remember one year when I was about 8, right?
Oh, it's going to make me cry, isn't it, this?
No, it's not. I'm just saying the way it is, right? I woke up at about 4 in the morning. And I was like, oh, what have I got? And I couldn't sleep. I was that on edge.
Mm.
It's the excitement of Christmas, isn't it? It's like, oh, what's wrapped up? I need to know.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's the fact that people are saying, no, you won't know until tomorrow.
Yes. Sure.
That annoys you and winds you up.
Okay.
So I got up at 4 in the morning, opened my presents, and then went, right, I know now. I went back to bed, had a great sleep.
Yes.
Right? So it's nothing to do with the excitement of what you get. It's the excitement of not knowing what you've got.
And then what happened when you got up to go down with the
presents? What you're saying to me is that... You could wrap up a brick because the thrill of Christmas is in hoping and being excited about what it is, not the actual gift itself.
Yeah.
Is that what you did? Rick, did you get a brick?
No, let me tell him now what he got. He got her a present, right, and she said, he got me. It was an industrial sized packet of condoms.
It was a joke gift.
No, it wasn't a joke. I went home that Saturday afternoon, passed Boots, thought, might have something in here. They were on, like, value.
Right, you passed the
makeup.
Were they
used?
You passed all the other...
Passed the makeup, passed the lovely vanity cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foot spas.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. How much are these, love, for 100?
Yeah.
$4.99.
Yeah. Do I get them reduced if I buy in bulk?
So how many did you buy? What was it?
I don't know, probably about 100.
Right, okay.
And is she allowed to use those with anyone?
Did you wrap them?
Could she just go out and have a wild
time? Well, they're already wrapped, aren't they?
Oh.
And then what did she say when she opened them? Carl, what did she say?
Right, play a record and we'll come back to this. Oh, you're worse than my father, that's genius. Made famous, of course, by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That's All Along the Watchtower, as originally done by Mr. Bob Dylan.
On XFM 104.9.
So, Carl, just take us through the moment where you gave this gift.
Firstly, when you went into Boots, right, you thought, all right, 100 condoms, brilliant. Mm. Okay, did you wrap it up?
I don't know if it was 100, probably 80.
Right, okay, yeah.
Right.
You don't want to go mad, do you?
Wrap them up.
I'm just resting easy knowing that he's not trying to breed.
Right. No.
Yeah.
So, I got her them. I got her, Grease on DVD, because she's always watching that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So just think of when her mum said, what did Carl get you? Some condoms and grease.
I was just, I'm glad he said on DVD.
Yeah.
Right. She was surprised anyway, right, because...
Yeah, I bet she was.
No, when she got...
she was thinking, like, jewellery.
No,
so right. That showed her. That surprised you, hasn't it? All right?
Oh, so hang on, wait a minute.
You thought it was a holiday, didn't you? Yeah, look at your face.
You don't know me at all. So, hang on, so did you give these on Christmas Day?
Right, what happened is, She got in from work that Saturday, right? And I said, look under the
tree. Knackered, oh, right. At least it's Christmas. Yeah. At least I'm going to get a little bit.
I said, look, you got some stuff under the tree, right? So,
did you give her a sugar lump?
Right, she was really chuffed with that. But she said, she was a bit puzzled because I didn't know we had any wrapping paper, right? So I ended up using wallpaper.
You didn't take it off the wall, though. You had
it was some left over, right? So she said, why have you used wallpaper? I said, well, I didn't have any paper and you were getting in a bit and I wanted you to have a surprise. So she said, can I have a feel of them?
I said, <"Yeah."> She thought, right, I've got the right thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Christmas Day, I said, no, don't get carried away. It's nothing really good. You know, we said we weren't going to buy each other much. So there you go, open them.
Yeah, go on.
And,
can I just ask, had you received your present from her yet?
Yeah.
So what have you received?
What did I have? I had some shoes.
Nice.
Right. Getaway game for PlayStation.
Nice.
I'm just tightening up the value of those. Yeah. On, yeah.
And nice. Just also think about how much fun and pleasure you get from them.
Although,
of course, condoms, I can see the, see the appeal.
Also add to that bit, 150 quid for a meal. If you're going to start totting up, 150 quid for a meal, I bought some shoes, 72 quid.
Yeah, that was after the event, though.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so you perceive these, dare I say it, thoughtful and nice gifts. You handed over the box of condoms. They were wrapped up. She unwrapped them.
Yeah.
Go on, take us through it. Walk us through it.
Well, it's not something you play with on Christmas morning.
Oh, God. Oh.
But,
right.
But when she opened them,
what did she say?
Well, I wrapped them twice as well, so she thought it was something really good.
Extra protection.
Oh. Right.
And,
so she thought it was something really good.
And then.
The disappointment would be doubled.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
And then she just opened it and went, oh, yeah. So what's on the telly? And
that was ungrateful. What an ungrateful woman that is.
Well, fancy she got stuff.
Fancy not wanting.
I told her.
A box of economy condoms from Boots.
I said to her about the thing about, you know, it's all about the surprise and that, innit?
Yeah.
You explained that to her?
Yeah.
What, after she'd unwrapped it?
Yeah. And she was alright about it.
Yeah. She understood.
Rick, you know I suggested to him that he buy his girlfriend a gift. I'm worried I've done more damage to the relationship by suggesting that than if he had just forgotten.
Next time you've got to go shopping for yourself, Steve.
I think I might do.
You'd better go shopping for yourself.
I'm glad it's all over, though. It's mental.
Yeah.
It annoys me. The whole thing annoys me. And she knows that as well.
Yeah.
She still insists on having Christmas once a year?
Well.
What
did you get?
I can't think what you bring to the relationship, Carl. I don't know what it is she's getting from you in this relationship. It's like she's doing all the work.
Well, yeah. 80 times. Carl, I love it. You're brilliant. I know what she's getting. He's the
He's not thoughtful.
No, but he's thoughtful. He's the best he can do with the brain he's got. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
He's doing his best. He's absolutely doing his best. There's no.
He's working at the limits of his powers.
Do you know what I mean, though? He's done as well as he can with what he was given.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's admirable.
Yeah.
It's like, I think he's done better than you'd expect. I bet his teachers didn't even think he'd get this far. Do you know what I mean?
What, find a girl?
No, well, yeah, a job, a girl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Clothed himself. He's done really well. What do you think, Carl? You think you've done well?
I think I've done alright compared to some of my mates.
What are they doing now?
Probably not that much. Do you know what I mean? Mrs. Matthew said I wouldn't be an high flyer. I think I'm doing alright.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have a holiday every year. Got somewhere to live and that.
Yeah. Got a new flat, haven't you?
Yeah, so.
So where are they then, the condoms? Did she show them to her family and friends?
No.
Take them into work? Look what Carl got.
I'm surprised she told Ricky, actually. I was a bit disappointed in that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go shouting
around. Well, she was so excited, Carl, clearly. She's just so pleased and proud.
Yeah.
All right, play a record, we'll come back to it.
No, that's it now.
A new day, another morning after. Leaning back on my chair in a greasy spoon.
No. Oh, no, that's it. Streets, don't mug yourself, XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, a regular Santa Claus.
I'll leave it.
Oh, dear. So, Rockbusters?
Rockbusters, first one of the year.
Do you want to explain it? Okay, so we've got some new listeners.
Some new listeners.
Might have, you never know.
Chance to win some stuff. I'll give you, like, a cryptic clue and some initials. And it sort of makes up a band, so an easy one that we did at the start was an exploding pet, AK, atomic kitten.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So there's three of them. It's email only. You email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and you win all that stuff Steve was talking about. Right, first one. £42 for a torch. £42 for a torch, that's a bit pricey. That's D.
Right. That's D.
Yeah,
so just give us that again.
So £42 for a torch, that's a bit pricey, isn't it?
A little bit of enhancement.
Yeah.
Digging up his grub.
D. The second one, he'll fit some chocolate to your feet.
Say that again?
He'll fit some chocolate to your feet.
Is that he will fit some chocolate to your feet? He'll.
Yeah.
He'll fit some chocolate to your feet.
And the initial there is A.
That's A.
Yeah, and the third and final one, do you think your kid will get that strawberry for me?
Do you right. think, say it again?
Do you think your kid will get that strawberry for me? That's WP.
Right, now, I'd better warn people, you really got to get into the mindset of Carl here. These are not real cryptic clues. These are not cryptic clues that you do in The Guardian or the Times crossword. There's usually something wrong with them. It is usually, what's the word? Completely change the word in order to make it fit.
Yes.
Often. So just be careful. Don't be surprised.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you want to give us them again very quickly?
All right. First one, £42 for a torch. That's a bit pricey, isn't it? All right, that's D. Second one, it'll fit some chocolate to your feet.
I can't think.
That's A.
And do you think your kid will get that strawberry for me? WP. Right, so
Ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Some great prizes to be won.
Yeah.
Richard Ashcroft, Science of Silence. Steve, if there was a record of the week, that would be a record of the week.
You're a big fan, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's make it record of the week.
Yeah, that's record of the week. Richard Ashcroft.
Excellent.
Science of Silence.
Brilliant.
No one gives us anything anyway. These pluggers, they come in. We get things like homemade bands that they've pressed it in their garage.
Yeah.
You can hear their mum in the background going, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Mum! We're recording this for XFM! Yeah. 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington. Carl, what have you got for us?
I was just thinking, the irony is, we're the only people on this station, I think, who play their own records, aren't we?
I know.
There's loads of people who do.
Rubbish.
Sean Kennedy plays what he wants.
He's on
he's on 3 o'clock in the morning, no one's up.
Zoe, on drive, she plays some stuff.
What do you mean, what does she play?
Fatboy Slim, probably. Here's another remix.
You know.
I won't say who it's by.
Christian plays some of his own.
Does he?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, they're probably novelty songs, aren't they, by you?
Right, listen, right, yeah, New Year and all that,
He's great, isn't he?
Rockbusters is on the way, we're getting some good stuff coming in.
I have to say, I'm amazed. Every answer I've had so far has been correct. I listen to the clues, I've got no idea. And I know you, Carl, I've spent time with you.
Have you seen the XFM listeners? Well, of course they're the same as Carl.
Sure.
Of course they've got the same mindset.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So what did you do for New Year, incidentally?
Well, I cocked it up a bit.
You're joking. You're joking. You're joking, mate. Go on.
I went and booked a
table. You got the wrong day.
No, right. booked a table at a restaurant that was shut. Right.
What?
I booked a table at a restaurant, and the one that I called, it wasn't the one. The call had been diverted. So Suzanne said, call them up and see what they're serving, right? Because I forgot to do that when I booked the table, right?
That's so, great, anyway.
So because the thing is, right, it's a restaurant in Covent Garden, but they've got one in Victoria. But when they answered and they said, no, Victoria, I thought that was the person who was answering the phone. Do you know how some people say the name?
Right.
Right? So then when I called them up and said, what are you serving?
You thought he sounded a bit funny.
Right? So...
I'm confused, Carl, but probably not more.
It was a branch of a... didn't want to give the restaurant away, so he phoned it up. There's one in Covent Garden. They answered the phone.
It's not, the restaurant's not called No.
They said no, Victoria.
Why can't we name the restaurant?
I don't know why. It's not libelous.
Are we scared that, like, are you scared people are going to sort of see you in there because it's your regular haunt?
No, it's just that, you know, you've got to pay for stuff, haven't you?
Right.
I mean, it's...
Okay, anyway, so you've got...
I mentioned it before New Year, but it's not...
So did you go all the way to the restaurant to find out that it was closed?
No. What happened is I called...
Was that the name of the restaurant again?
Right, the restaurant's called Christopher's. They've got one in Covent Garden, they've got one in Victoria. He phoned up, he wanted the book, it's a lovely restaurant, I've been there often, I recommend it to him. He phones up, says, can I have a table for new, he said, no problem, sir. Right? And then, so that's it all. He better call up to see if they've got any haddock on the, menu. And he went, hello, and they went, hello, Christopher's. Victoria went, Victoria? They went, yeah, he went, oh, no. That's it, innit?
So then, I just said, no, forget it. I'm not going all the way over there. So I cancelled it, right? So, then I called up Suzanne and said, look, I made an error. The place we were going to is shut.
Was she surprised again, or?
So we're not going, so she said, oh, try some other places, and I did. They were all booked up, right? I was fed up anyway. I hate New Year. It's always like this, isn't it? So, I said, look.
You know the common factor in all these stories? You hate Christmas, you hate birthdays, you hate New Year. It is you.
Right. Yeah.
So, I said, I'll sort something out. Yeah. So I went to Tesco.
Leave it with me. Went to Tesco's, booth was shut. Yeah. Got a lovely plate of condoms.
Did you just stay in and play with her birthday?
Blowing them up. I've done some balloons.
Well, it was. We did stay in. And I watched that thing that, you know, 100 Greatest Moments, which was annoying me. Did you see, there was a nudist on it. You know how I feel about them.
Mm, yeah.
Right? Did you see
Man with Two Knobs.
There was a man with two knobs on it. And a nudist who just like wanders about the house.
But it said, and when he visits people, I was thinking, who lets him visit? I
go, exactly, yeah.
But he must go there with trousers on and go, hello, lovely to see you. Can I just pop all these off? Well, not really, no.
And I tell you what annoyed me the most, they had a white sofa. If you were a nudist, you'd get a darker one. Right? So anyway, right, so we ended up watching that. That annoyed me. And then I was tired by about 11 and I said, oh, let's go to bed. And she said, you can't. And that annoys me, the fact that because it's New Year, you've got to stay up. And it's like, well, why? Can't we just... You should bring it forward. So in case you want
to... Quarter to ten.
Well, you stay up and it's like my eyes were dead heavy. And I was like, oh, I want to go to sleep. So just stay up and then it's midnight and you go, Happy New Year, and then you go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone, Carl. Some people have a little party.
So
it's over with anyway.
Are you 86 years old? Do you ever enjoy? You never seem to have any fun, Carl. This is what disappoints. This is what worries me. I feel like you're going to die.
You're here, Carl. With us two, we've got three. As I was just saying to Steve, three of the greatest comedy minds ever in one room, and Steve pointed out since the Goodies.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it should be Party Central.
Yeah.
So anyway, right, so this is when I spent time thinking of new ideas.
Right.
So that's when I came up with, what did I come up with? Rituals.
Yeah. This is about, it's good to have a flathead in India.
It's good to have a flathead in India.
Is that it?
Well, what they do is they put wood around your head and sort of clamp it, and the flatter head you've got, apparently the more attractive in some part of India, can't remember. So that's like a ritual.
So I don't know where to start with this.
No.
Well, leave it. We'll be doing that. Well, we've done it. That's
so that was the first one, wasn't
it? That for this week!
Right. We've also got Do We Need 'Em, which we carried on from last year, which is finding out, you know, what animals we need in the world, which ones we can get rid of. I'm talking to experts and that, finding that out. We're doing Rockbusters. That's underway. We're getting emails in. And, War do you think of that then,
of course.
I love this, that he treats this show like it's a checklist for what he's got to pack for holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just goes, sun cream, yeah. It's all like, it's done. Look at his face.
No, but I try and come up with stuff that people will remember and go, that's interesting, I'll tell my mates that in the pub. Another one I'm thinking of doing, do you know the film Around the World in 80 Days?
Ooh.
Around the World in 80 Gervais. And what I do, I give you like little things, like little bits of information about countries, so that if you go, you'd go like, oh, I don't want to go there.
That's just a terrible thing to say, and I apologise. I can't think of the PC word for it, but I think Carl is slightly retarded.
Yes. I was just thinking the same, yeah. Yeah. Is there something we can do about that?
Just play a record, just keep the
Could
talking.
We get ourselves registered as a charity?
I think so.
Badly Drawn Boy, Born Again.
On XFM, 104.9.
I was just looking to see if that's a new single. It looks like it probably is, Rick, if that's of interest to you.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
So, well, first of our regular features with Carl, we've got Rockbusters, that's rolling, there's people coming in, they're getting them right, I don't I don't understand
well,
it myself.
Well, as ever, Rick, you'll be amazed and confounded.
So I don't know the answer and I haven't looked at the answers. I just like that moment. It's like when you go down Christmas and you're excited about a present and it's like some condoms. I, you know, yeah. Well, I love that, that.
Yeah, that moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to top that next year.
I don't know how he's going to top that. All I can think of is some corn plasters. Right.
It's all right, love. The batteries are included.
Got you a pumice stone. Right, now, do we need them?
Do we need them? It's something we started a few weeks ago. We're always talking about animals and insects and that. And it's like, you know, if you took an animal out of the world, would we have problems? Right?
Would it make any difference?
Yeah, would it make any difference?
We did jellyfish last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
We sorted that out.
The woman said we've got to keep them.
We do need them because turtles eat them.
Yeah. So I've moved on. Octopus.
Do we need the octopus?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Working through a load of animals, right? That and finding out whether we need them or not, right?
Right.
Because like jellyfish, to me, I'm a bit puzzled by them. I don't really know why we need jellyfish. And I spoke to some
turtles
expert.
Turtles eat them.
What?
Turtles eat them.
Yeah, I know. But do we need turtles? Do you know what I mean? It goes on and on, doesn't it?
We need humans.
Well, you know, I mean, that, I might get to that a bit, but yeah. I need to sort out the animals first. I've got a lot on. So the thing is, I've left the jellyfish. We know we need them. Right. Right. So, octopus.
Yeah.
Right, I know they're pretty brainy.
Incredibly brainy.
A story that I heard, I don't know if it's true, but there was some science lab somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Where they had some octopus in it, and they had some crabs.
Yeah.
And at night, the octopus was, like, getting a bit bored on its own in the dark and that, and they sort of come alive in the dark, don't they?
Yeah.
They like the dark.
Yeah.
And the octopus had, like, had its eye on the crabs. And at night, when it's dark, it was getting out of its little cage, crawling along the floor, getting in the crab's cage, getting them out and eating them.
I don't doubt it. We put jam jars with the lids on with crabs in, and they'll open the jam jar and...
You're joking?
Yeah.
Even I sometimes struggle with them.
Yeah, well, you don't do it... Well, you don't do it really, really tight, but...
All right, so they're not that clever, then?
Well, they would. If they were strong enough, they'd open it, but just not that strong.
Oh, that's mad. Right, I also know that if they get hungry, they eat their own legs.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're deaf.
No, I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't live very long.
They can squash themselves into small jugs.
Oh, yeah, they can go in a demijohn through the narrow neck and that.
Why do they need to do that?
Because they're the sort of crevices and holes that they're hunting for crabs and things through.
So, would they be better if they were smaller? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's...
Yeah. But octopus, then, if Noah said to you, you know, we're having a clear out.
Yeah.
We've got too many animals to look after and that in the sea, taking up too much room.
Right.
Do we need them?
I think there's other less useful things in the sea than octopus. Limpets, they could go.
Limpets?
Yeah, they just sit on a rock and do nothing for 50 years.
But they're not getting in the way, then. How big are they?
Well, not very big.
Yeah, you see, I might come round to them, but I never think, oh, you know, I'm sick of seeing these limpets. Whereas octopus, you know, crawling about, opening jam jars and that.
You'd never see them, though. They're really rare.
Well...
If we get two or three caught a year, it's a... You know, it's quite amazing.
Do we need them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to keep them, then.
I love that, that Carl can confuse the scientist.
Yeah. Yeah, because all systems of logic break down.
I know, even the scientist was going, well, get rid of limpets.
Yeah, yeah. Who
brilliant.
Was that guy?
I think his name was Chris.
And where was he from?
In a place called Megavissi, where I went one year.
Megavissi.
And is he he's a scientist, is he?
I think he's got a fish shop or something like that.
He's got a fish shop?
No, he doesn't.
Well, like an aquarium type place.
Oh, right.
So.
A fish shop.
It wouldn't
a fish and chip shop.
It wouldn't be fast in that a Winkle store. He's got a Winkle store of Paul Arbour.
Yeah, that's an expert.
Oh dear.
But, what have you learnt from that then?
Well, that we don't know whether they're deaf or not, because the scientist, the bloke in the chip shop couldn't confirm it. They eat their own legs. Think of that.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah. Isn't it?
They eat their own legs?
They eat their own legs if they get hungry.
Right.
And they grow back, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If you eat one, they'll grow back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can put them in little jars and that. If you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just a bit weird, isn't it? It's like, no, but do you know, like, you know, people have a go about being cruel to animals and that, but what he was saying there is, right, what they've watched an octopus do, they've got hold of a crab, right, so that'll be being stressed out because it's out of the water.
Yeah.
They've then stressed it out even more by putting it in a jar.
Right.
Which he didn't like.
Which he didn't like.
And then an octopus is crawling about on the jar.
Yeah.
And the crab knows that the octopus wants to eat it. Right? Yeah. So then it's having more threats.
Yeah.
Because of that. And then they let the octopus eat it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty...
Do we need crabs?
Do them next week, yeah.
Well, I want to sort out snails first.
Right. Right. What's your pitch for snails? What do you know about snails?
I know that bats eat them. They can sleep for 13 years.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Okay. He said to me, snails can sleep for 13 years. And I went, right. He went, thing is, though, if it was a scientist... And he was looking at it, and he put it in a quiet place, it might well doze off. He said, it wouldn't be the same if it lived on the streets. And then we went on to a whole thing about homeless. He wants to do a game show with celebrities being homeless for a week.
What do you think?
Actually, I've got to say, that's not bad at
all. It's not bad, is it?
No.
Right, do you know how, like, Lenny Henry went to the jungle?
Yeah.
Right? And you've got, what, who else did it?
John Lovely
made slippers out of a bra. Right? So I'm thinking, like, get a celebrity and say to him... No, just because... I'll tell you why, right? I'll tell you why all this came about. When I was walking back from that Christmas meal that I bought my girlfriend for 150 quid...
Right. Lest we forget.
Right? I was walking down Mortimer Street, and there was an homeless fella there, and it was like, oh, you know, it's really, really bad. But the weird thing is, it was about... I don't know, probably about 8 o'clock. Yeah. No, about 9, right? And he was asleep. And I just thought, do homeless people ever think, yeah, I think I'll have an early one tonight? Right, that's what got me thinking. It's a bit weird, the whole lifestyle of it, the fact that he had an early one.
What, if it's a bit weird that he's sleeping not in a home, but on the street?
No, it's just that
if I was homeless,
I'd probably stay up quite late, because it's not nice. Do you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
Just being homeless isn't a good thing, is it?
No.
People forget how bad it is.
Yeah.
Right?
But surely sleeping gets you out of reality. They sleep because they're tired, they can't sleep very well, so they need all the sleep they can get.
Yeah, but sleeping's nice if you've got a nice big bed.
What, you think that they can go, I'll stay up, I'll go to bed at 2, I'll go straight to sleep and I'll pop up at 8 when the alarm clock goes off?
Well, that's just what I was thinking, right? So, I was thinking how bad it is, and it's, you know, especially this time of the year, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's really the worst thing.
And to sort of give it some publicity and get a bit of help behind it, get celebrities, someone like Phil Mitchell, maybe, off EastEnders, who's a big fella, he can look after himself, put him in a shop doorway, have some cameras set far away in a building or something, they can film him, and it's up to him how he raises money for food to eat.
He could sign autographs.
Well, they wouldn't know him though, would they, because you never look at a homeless person.
You get, what's her name, Gail Porter. You know,
yep.
Gabby Roslin.
Right, yeah.
Narinda from Big Brother.
Yeah.
Who else would do it?
I got a game show idea.
Les Dennis, I reckon.
I got a game show idea called On The Game. And, what happens is, you get Narinda from Big Brother.
Sugar Cane by Sonic Youth on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Go on, Carl, what's next? Are you going to do your war feature? War, what is it called?
War, do you think of that, then?
You do that now?
It annoys me a bit, right, because we said before Christmas that we'd come back with new stuff.
Yeah.
Gave you a title to work on, that Ricky-diculous.
Right.
You came in today, I said, have you sorted it out? You say no. Steve, you're having a go at me for getting music out of the library for you. Yeah. You haven't got any new ideas.
Sure.
But you're dissing mine.
I'm not dissing yours.
Well...
I'm a massive fan of them.
Good vibe off you.
Oh, I think that's very harsh. I just asked you, when were we going to have war? Do you think of that? I'm a big fan. I'm excited.
Well, it's not that good, to be honest. Would you?
Well, I disagree. It sounds brilliant.
Right, well, it's a bit of a tweak of educating Ricky.
Right.
Just some information on wars.
Yeah.
Okay. World War Two.
World War Two, all right.
The world champion chess player. He helped someone out. In the war.
It's the detail I like.
No,
you know, it's nearly a history programme, isn't it?
I was watching those repeats of The World at War.
Yeah.
They were on in the mornings, you know, incredibly detailed,
you
but they've got nothing on cards.
Did you write a lot of that David Sharma series?
He was able to use his skills that he has to play chess, because apparently chess is all about probabilities of, like, where, you know, where a piece will be put.
Right.
And they got him in. And they said, can you help us out? He said, yeah. And he said, right, where should we, like...
Hitler has just moved his queen.
Yeah. So that's
he sent in a bishop that ran diagonally through the troops, knocking them over.
Sorry, wait a minute, Carl. So they got a chest...
Sorry, that's it?
Well, yeah. It's just like, oh, what do you think of that?
Again, that's not a story. But it angers me that he says that I'm down on the ideas when that... I mean, that's beginning to shape up as quite interesting. I thought you were going to tell me which battle or which event
World War
was you...
World War Two.
There's not a battle.
But which bit of your World War Two?
Like, the middle bit.
It's 6 years worth.
Yeah, well, probably about a bit in.
Guessing.
Thought, let's...
Guessing.
Well, all right, yeah, there is a bit of guesswork, but it doesn't matter.
But that could have been an interesting thing if you told me it had an impact on the Normandy
landings. When you look
landings.
At these things, do you go, bloke wants help chest, oh, use that, and run away from the computer?
No,
or run out of the bookshop.
I read the first line, where I get enough information, I just think...
What do you mean you read the first line, where you get enough information? Imagine if you were someone's defence lawyer.
Exactly.
And he was like, he's on death row, and went, oh, I don't think he did it.
Yeah.
I read the first line, I didn't read the file completely.
He was in a hotel in Texas. Right, go on.
It's enough.
Oh, some other
it's
stuff.
Enough. It's enough, it's enough, it's enough. Yeah,
I just thought they always take ages on deciding where to go. It's just like, you know... But there's a better
way. I don't know what you're saying now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
actually, don't know what you're talking about.
When people play chess, it takes ages to make the move. So I'm just thinking, there's probably a quicker way.
Of what?
Than finding where a boat is. Than getting a chess player in.
I don't know what you mean now. Right, are you talking about battleships now?
They should have got an extra battleships player in.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What? But Carl,
right,
what,
forget that one.
No, no, I'm not being funny, but what is that? What are you telling me there?
Someone who's really good at risk. I should have brought them in.
Yeah, Cluedo.
Right,
yeah.
Another fact.
Oh, no, that's enough then, is it?
Well, they use expert Cluedo players, but the police use expert
Cluedo players.
If ever there's a murder in a country house.
Do you think they use that old Chinese fella on the front of Mastermind?
The Mastermind, yeah.
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 Yeah, for logic problems. Mm. The Enigma code was broken by top Mastermind players.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, second
and
fact.
And a guy who had a couple of rounds of Yahtzee in Benbury
World.
Second fact about the war.
They, for engineering, they use a lot of Jenga players.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever they want
will the building collapse? I don't know. Let's pull this. Let's see.
If
yes,
they wanted
it will.
To identify...
what are you doing?
If they wanted to identify spies,
yeah.
Bring me the champion of Guess Who.
Was it one with glasses? No, it might sit
down.
Has
he got a beard? Is it Bernard?
Right, Carl, sorry, right, go on.
Another war fact.
Go
so
on.
You're saying it's rubbish, but look, you love that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
second
you're
one,
absolutely right.
The first bomb that was dropped on Berlin.
Yeah.
It didn't kill a person, but it killed an elephant.
I think that's true.
That is true.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one.
Is that all you know about that? See, that's interesting, isn't it?
But that's enough.
But no, it's not though.
Not enough.
No, because, I mean, listen, most people want to go, oh, what was the elephant doing there? Did it land in a zoo? Was it a pet?
Oh.
Was it a lost elephant? Did they aim at the elephant? How did it kill it? Did
was
it hit
Hitler's
on the
favourite elephant?
Yeah, yeah, was it his favourite elephant? Did it then have one ball?
Yeah.
I mean, these are the things, you know, why didn't he catch it with his trunk?
Did it have an effect on German morale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that elephant is kaput!
Oh, Jumbo!
I don't want to fight anymore!
Cheering breaks, painkiller. on XFM. Carl's getting a little bit stressed, aren't you?
No, I just, you know, got to keep focused, got to keep the show good and that.
Yeah.
You know, and in the new year, the idea was come up with some good snappy stuff.
Yeah.
And today, I just think it's been a mess with you, to be honest. I mean, this is the sort of thing I'd prefer to do after the show as a producer.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's a discipline problem.
Is it because I just put sellotape on your head?
Well, that's a bit to do with it. But just, you know, let's just focus.
But I didn't put it when there was any hair on your eyebrows. I put it across your forehead.
Right. What do you think of that then?
Yeah.
We've got one more bit left.
Brilliant.
One more fact. The French, right, when they were at war,
David Sharma, I just imagine him just introducing it. Amazing.
Which war was this?
It was still the World War,
One or two. Go on, it's 50-50, go on. Yeah.
Right. World War Two, what the French did, everyone needs a code.
Everyone needs a code. Yep.
A code when you're in the army.
This is a Disney song.
Right. And you know, to sort of give the go ahead if you want to go into battle and stuff.
Okay.
Right. So
needs a code.
But the weird
game
thing
show.
Is, right, the weird thing is, do you know what theirs was?
Go on. Do you?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's
so what
a bit
was
weird.
The French code?
For what?
To sort of say, right, yeah, go on.
But they had more than one.
on this day.
But I don't know what day it is.
On this day.
It's like saying, what am I thinking of? What was the battle? What was the...
Okay, right. So, all right.
Look at him, he's genuinely confused that I've asked this question. Right.
It was...
No! If you ask me a question, ask me the question correctly. What was the code for battle during what battle?
World War Two.
No, that's not a battle. That's a war.
Yeah, it was in a war, yeah.
I don't know what to do. He confuses people.
Oh. All right, okay, what was it, Carl? What was the
code? Yeah, what are you thinking of?
Right.
John's got a moustache.
What are you talking about?
That was a code that the French used. You know, like, I mean, I just think it's a bit daft, right? Because you could come up with that by mistake.
Yeah. Two French blokes talking in the trenches, and they see a major walk past, and they go, oh, look, John's got a moustache. And they all go, and go, no, I was just talking! What are you talking about?
Well, the way, I don't think that's a good code.
Don't believe it is the code.
No, it is, seriously.
And what?
Would it have been said in French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guessing. Yeah.
No, but...
What?
You see, I can't even be bothered.
What are you saying, Carl?
Because it's not a very good code. Do you know, like, we've talked in the past about, you know, things you don't see, and I said, an old man eating a Twix.
Yeah.
If they use that's safe. Because no one is ever going to see a man having an old, you know, an old man having a Twix.
What do you mean?
Well, use that as a code. Don't use a saying, John's got a moustache, that could crop up. It's like the war's kicked off. How'd that happen? Well, I said John had a moustache. Oh.
Two French folks would never be saying, John's got a moustache. Why would they?
Because back then they were fashionable.
He nearly makes sense, doesn't he?
I assume it would have been Jean.
Yeah. No, probably John.
And how would this code have been... I mean, who would have announced this to everyone?
I read it like that, Steve. That's what was on the internet. This is a code that was used. John's got
a moustache. But don't be angry with me!
I know, but you're always asking questions.
Because I'm interested in history.
Yeah. No, you're genuinely interested in bloke, Carl. We'd like to know... I'd like to film you, secretly. You know, like they do, like, Nature Watch, when they put it in a, like a, you know what I mean, a badger's sort of thing,
Warren,
right?
Yeah.
And they just watch it. I'd like to see what you do, pop around and go, I wish I could download the music in your head, because it'd be, and you see something weird, you go, and then you read that, and you go, and you write it down, and that's what comes out. John's got a moustache. Imagine the French, right, for their battle cry, for their battle code, to know. It's going ahead, they're going over the top, is you never see an old bloke eating a Twix. Imagine that.
Yeah, but all these things are things that I think in my head.
Keep them in there!
Do you know, like before, when I was talking about going out on, you know, Christmas Day, having a meal on the way back, seeing a homeless person.
Yeah.
And then I think, God, that wouldn't be good. I know, TV show. Right? You can think of things like that. When I saw the homeless fella, then I got talking to Suzanne about when I had to sleep in my car.
What do you mean? Go on.
Let's play a record and come back to any sleeping
it's
in the
gone.
Car.
I can't wait.
Play a song for the
I was watching last night, Kyle, on cable TV, 1987's amazing Sign of the Times Prince in concert film. It was dynamite. I thought to myself, how brilliant he is. It reminded me of the gig I went to see last year. He played this tune. It's from the album Parade. Okay, I don't want to discuss whether or not Prince is acceptable on XFM or whether he's a genius. He is a genius. That's the end. That's the end of the discussion. Play the tune. He's dynamite. It's a song for the ladies.
I remember, I was going to tell you, I was on the way here. You know, do you remember John? He's got a moustache now.
I can't believe it. Lads, no! Don't... It's not on! It was... The battle's not on!
Look at your face, Carl.
The elephant did die.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Snooze in April from the lovely Prince.
Brilliant.
From the album Parade. He doesn't always have to get up and have a rock about. He can just sit there at the piano.
You can't argue with that. After the break, Steve, a brand new feature I've just done. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. You see, you say Ricky Gervais doesn't put any work into the show. He's just done that.
I'm
going to
tell Carl some amazing facts from the world of science, nature, politics. Four are real. One is absolutely ridiculous. Cat Stevens from Catch Bullet 4 album, Sitting. Little interesting fact for the nerds. We got it down to two songs to do this intro music to The Office. It was that one and Handbags and Glad Rags. We went for Handbags and Glad Rags. Interesting, isn't it?
It is a fascinating fact, except of course I still feel we should use that one, except we couldn't because Cat Stevens' people wouldn't let us. Or it was too expensive or something.
I don't know. We re-recorded Stuart one. I still
prefer that one.
Yeah. Difficult.
Decisions.
Anyway,
Rick, decisions.
That's ridiculous, right? Five facts. Right, one is totally made up. All right.
Just do three. Three. And
oh
then
well,
one
there's okay. Right. Oh, let's see. What should I do then? There
this
are more
was
moves,
carefully planned.
There are more moves possible in a game of chess than there are particles in the universe. You can't get any colder than liquid nitrogen. I think it's minus 273. It's impossible to get colder than that. The honey badger has got skin so loose that if you grabbed it by the neck, it could come away from its skin, turn round and bite you out of its anus.
That's ridiculous. Right, Rockbusters then, wrapping it up.
It needs some work, that game, but I see it's got a lot of mileage.
Here we go then, the first one, £42 for a torch, that's a bit pricey.
Go on.
That was D, that was daylight.
Wait, I thought delight, and I thought it doesn't work.
I
thought delight, doesn't work.
Second one.
There's no, wait, daylight, it doesn't work, it's delight.
Second one was...
No, Carl, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but... If we're going to continue with this feature, you've got to tweak them a bit, right? People have got it. We've had loads of emails, more than ever. So, do you know what I mean? Let them decide. Mm. If they don't like it, they won't email in, but they're loving it.
They've
right?
all come from the same institution.
go on.
It'll fit some chocolate to your feet. That was A. That was Aerosmith.
Right? Aerosmith. You've heard of a blacksmith?
But a smith is just a workman. Doesn't necessarily... No, you can have anything. You can have a locksmith. A smith doesn't just mean it does shoes.
Right, do you think...
Aero Cobbler would have worked. Unfortunately, there isn't a band called Aero Cobbler.
Get ready with a winner. Do you think your kid will get that strawberry for me? That's Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett.
I'll give you that.
I have to say that I don't know if these guys have won in the past, but they were the first people to email in. Normally I just give it to anyone, but these guys, literally, you've given
how
the clues, Carl. I'm amazed. Everyone seemed to get Aerosmith. Everyone got D-Light, everyone got Wilson Pickett. I'm absolutely stunned. They deserve it. They deserve the junk. Prizes,
right?
So we'll give it to Jonathan and Louise, who, as I say, may have won in the past, but as I say, they were very, very quick. You've got to beat them if you want to win. Yeah. And they're from Wrexham.
Brilliant.
So good luck to them.
So that's
I hope they
then.
Enjoy Jerry's yoga diet.
Back next week, then. Yeah?
See you later.
See ya.
Cheers.
Cheers.